Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. My name is Kelly. How can I help you?
How you doing, Kelly? Are you another manager?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I just got off the phone with one of your managers, Terrell, I believe his name is. I placed an order with your company on December 18th. And it was a Christmas gift for a neighbor of mine. I received the package on the 9th. I gave him his gift. He's a collector. He loves Hulk Hogan. So I ended up giving him the gift. The box was very damaged, where he couldn't display it on his wall, on his shelf. So on December 9th, I gave your company a call. Same day I received it at my mailroom, the same day I called you. And the customer service I spoke to at that time said they were going to reship it out, that it was going to take another 2 weeks. So I waited the second or the third week of January, and I still haven't received nothing. I called your company back, and another customer service says they were going to resend another one. We're in the second week almost of February, and my neighbor still hasn't got his Christmas gift, and I still haven't received the package to give him his gift. Now, your manager just told me now that there was an inventory stock. Something has to do with that they ran out. They had to restock and everything. Now, I would like to know, I have a lot of questions. I'm very frustrated. I'm very upset.
Okay.
I would like to know why that the first two customer service that I spoke to couldn't be honest with the customer. These guys were so quick to take my money on the 18th of December, but wasn't honest with me to tell me that they're waiting for the inventory. Now, I'm over here explaining to my neighbor, every day I see the guy, that it's coming, it's coming, it's coming, and I look like a fool with my neighbor. I feel like a fool because I trusted the company, your company, to do the right thing because you guys were so quick to take my money. And it was a Christmas gift, and the box is damaged. The whole story. Now, I spoke to your manager just now, Terrell, I believe. And I asked him. He said they resent it out on February 2nd. Okay? Second week of February, and I still haven't received nothing. And I look really bad with my neighbor. Because I promised something I couldn't fulfill. I feel like a fool because I trusted your company doing the right thing, and the first two customer service by saying that they were going to resend it out. One in the beginning of January the 9th, and then the last week of January. And I'm very unhappy. Now, I asked your manager if there's any way they can resend something else out on top of this item that I'm waiting for that your company resent on the 2nd of February, or refund me. If not refund me, refund half of the money. But he's telling me no, that I would have to resend the package back for me to get my money. Now, I find that very wrong. I run a business. I would never do this to my customers. There's got to be something that, on your behalf as a manager, to do something for me. That's right. And to make me happy. See, I threw out the first package. I'm not a wrestling fan, so I got rid of it. I offered to send it back to your company. Your customer service told me no. So I would like something resolved here to make me happy as a customer. Because reviews go a long way in a business.
I do understand, sir, and let me see what I can do to help you. First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and record your complaint. That way we've got a record of that and the issues you've experienced. Okay. And I was able to pull up your account with your phone number. Can I just get you to verify your first and last name for this complaint?
It's Anthony Giannotti. I used my brother-in-law's credit card, Gino Ancona. Mm-hmm. And each time I was on the phone with your customer service, I was asking them, maybe they resent it to a wrong address. They followed the, I gave them the address and everything. Everything was correct. But the thing I don't understand is the first two customer service says they were going to resend it out. And I explained to them, it was. So I'm going to be waiting on two packages. They said yes. I'm still waiting for either one. And this manager that I was on the phone with says, no, you're going to be getting one. So there's a lot of lies, a lot of running around with your company that I'm not understanding.
I apologize for that.
Like I said, I have a business, and I would never, ever do this with my customers. Because like I said, at the end of the day, reviews go a very long way for a business. And money is everything for the company. I'm sorry I'm being a little moody with you or with an attitude, but understand where I'm coming from if it was the other way around.
Yes, sir. I do apologize, and that's why I want to make sure I fill out this complaint form for you. That way we've got this documented and we can make progress moving forward, okay?
Okay.
I want to get this taken care of first. So the first item you received was damage, and you requested that we reship it.
Make sure you document, too, that I placed the order on the 18th of December, and I received it on the 9th. And the same day I received it, the same day I called back the company. I don't know if it's documented on your computer with both of the customer service as well as today.
And I do apologize for that, sir. I do see some notes on the account. Let me look here as well.
Every day I come out to my mailroom. They're open 6 days a week. And every day, and I got to see my neighbor. I look like a fool with him, you know? And it's sad. I feel like a fool because I placed an order with the company, and I'm getting the whole runaround. And I'm getting promises this way, and I'm getting promises that way. It's a joke at the end of the day. You have nothing to apologize about. Just please do the right thing, you know?
Yes, sir, I do understand. That's why I want to make sure I document this for you. That way, you know, that way we can make sure that this doesn't happen again in the future. So I'm just making notes on here that you received the original product damaged and that you requested that we reship it, and that you don't feel like we were honest since we didn't keep you up to date on the status of the warehouse inventory and things like that, and that it caused the second package to be delayed, and it still hasn't, it has left the warehouse, but you still have not received it as of today.
Well, like, please also document that I call, this is the third phone call that I'm speaking to, you know, now I'm speaking to a manager, but on the 9th of January, I spoke to a customer service, was promised that they were going to resend it out a week and a half to 2 weeks, haven't got nothing, waited the last week of January, and I called back another customer service, they said they were going to resend something else out, and I still haven't got it, and we're in the second week of February, please. This is all important. This should be all... Every time a customer calls, it should be recorded all the time. So, you know, people like me or you calling me for a business, for you know, for something, you know, there's your proof right there. Because, you know, anybody could do a job but not do the job correctly. You know, this should have been explained to me on the night that you guys were low on inventory. So I could have let my neighbor know, you know. Even I would feel better knowing the truth. I don't know why these guys are still advertising these items. Meanwhile, these guys don't have no inventory. there on anything on stock. You know, it's not right. Like I said, these guys were so easy to take my money on the 18th of December, but we're in the second week of February. It's completely wrong. You know, I don't want to write anything bad on Yelp or anything else about your business, not your business, but the person you work for, about, you know, the items that you're selling. Because at the end of the day, you know, through the mouth and everything else on the computer or on your phone, it goes a long way with other people for your business to look bad, you know? That's what I don't understand. Why you have customer services, you know, that couldn't be honest.
Okay. I do apologize, sir.
No, I understand. You know, sure. I know you're sorry, but it's not your fault. But at the end of the day, please make something right. You know, I really don't, to be honest, I really don't care about the item. But, you know, because it's already 2.5 months that Christmas is done. But even at the end of the day, I don't want to look bad in my neighbor's eye, promising something to him that I can't fulfill.
I do understand, sir, and I do apologize for your frustration. I'm going to do my best to see what I can do. So I have submitted that complaint log for you. And let me see here.
Now, besides me talking to you as a manager, and I asked the other manager said he can't do absolutely nothing for me. I don't know if he's ever been in the situation that I've been, you know, waiting for something and nothing is done. And, you know, at the end of the day, something's got to be done correct. I don't want to wait for a complaint to go to the higher person and then to wait another 2 weeks to get a response for something to be done correct. I'm hoping something's going to be resolved while I'm on the phone with you. That's going to be the right thing to do as a customer.
Yes, sir, and that's what I'm going to work on right now. Now that I've gotten that complaint thoroughly documented for you, I'm going to go ahead and would you be interested in a $10 gift card?
For your that means I would have to purchase something else through the company or my neighbor. Now, my neighbor, now you, who is a wrestling fan, how can he trust your company and spend more money? For me to spend more money and to give him this $10 gift card for him to wait 3 months for an item that your company can't fulfill. You know?
Yes, sir, and I do understand the some things we have done to correct that issue is not only did we do inventory, which caused the original delay, but we also relocated warehouses. This new warehouse will allow us to have more people work safely in the pandemic, which will allow orders to get out much faster and things will process a lot quicker.
I completely understand the pandemic. I completely understand the pandemic. If, you know, I at the end of the day, if it's worrying about the pandemic and selling these items during Christmas time, and how many other customers out there are still waiting for their items? If you're unable to fulfill a customer's order that was ordered 2.5 months ago, but you could quickly take that money and you got what I'm trying to get at, right? It's just, it's wrong. It's wrong. You know, I'll take the $10 gift card, whatever it is, I'll give it to my neighbor, but at the end of the day, I feel like crap, you know? I'm stuck here wasting my time, calling the 3 times, wasting my time, a half an hour, 40 minutes on the phone with your company today, you know, speaking to you, speaking to the other manager, and then speaking to another customer service. You know, that's 3 people I had to go through out of my time, you know, waiting here to get things resolved.
Yes, sir, and that's why I wanted to thoroughly document your complaint because, you know, as a business owner yourself, I'm sure that feedback is one of your best tools to make changes in the business. So I wanted to be sure that I documented that thoroughly for you so that we can make improvements going forward. And I can tell you that with the new warehouse and the new staffing abilities there, that we won't have any problems shipping anything out. So if you wanted to give this gift card to your neighbor, you'd be he'd be more than able to get his product, and things should run a lot smoother next order.
All right. Can I just ask another question? So I want to make sure that the other manager, Terrell, I believe his name is. If it's not, I apologize for not remembering his name. So the order was shipped out February 2nd. Am I correct? Okay. So when should I be expecting that one item?
Typically, our standard shipping is about 7 to 10 business days. So tomorrow would be 7 business days. So I would expect it this week. I am going to make a note of your account and check the order status, check the shipping number, the tracking number myself. Typically, the U.S. Postal Service puts their sticker over top of, or updates it with their tracking number, and right now it's only showing ours. So it's not allowing me to check the tracking on that.
Okay.
But you should.
So by hopefully by the end of the week or something, I should be receiving my neighbor's gift.
Yes, sir. That's the, but I'm going to double check it. I'm going to continue to check it until, and as well, and make sure that that, see if, in case that tracking number does update or doesn't update, so we'd be able to at least, and if it does update, I can send you an email with the tracking number.
Okay. Now, and one more question, and I'm sorry to bother you. Now, what are you guys going to, are you guys going to mail me the $10 off of the next item?
I'm going to submit your account and your email address for the gift card, and it should be emailed to you.
So the gift card is going to be emailed to me?
Yes, sir.
Is there any way that you guys can mail it to me physically?
I don't think we do. We don't have any of the physical gift cards. We only do e-gift cards.
Okay.
Through this.
Can I give you my wife's business account email so you can send it to her?
I can add that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just let me know when you're ready, and I will give you her information.
Okay. I'll take that now.
Okay. It's Lady and A-N-D.
A bucket.
Yeah, Lady and A Bucket at 2015@gmail.com.
Okay, so I'm going to go over that phonetically with you to make sure that I got all those letters correct, all right? And it's going to be L as in Lima, A as in Alpha, D as in Delta, Y as in Yankee, A as in Alpha, N as in November, D as in Delta, A as in Alpha, B as in Bravo, U as in Uniform, C as in Charlie, K as in Kilo, E as in Echo, T as in Tango, at 2015@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. So I went ahead and made a note on that so that that... made a note on your gift card letting them know that's where you'd like the gift card to be sent. Okay.
I thank you so much for your time, and I greatly appreciate your help. All right. I hope everything goes well, that I receive the package by the end of the week. You know, like I said, I understand due to the crisis and everything else, I understand, but I'm just hoping and praying, because like I said, I look like a bobo with my next door neighbor, and not feeling good for myself, trying to do the right thing for my neighbor. So, I just hope everything goes well.
And I do apologize for that, sir. And that's why I wanted to be sure I complaint documented for you so that we can make improvements to this and make sure that we are, that this doesn't happen again moving forward. So, is there anything else?
One more thing. Now, do they... Now, fortunately, when I received the package on the 9th, the box was damaged, and he displays these items on his shelf. Now, do you guys go over the packaging to make sure everything's okay, or do they ship it out like the way I received it on the 9th of January, damaged?
It shouldn't arrive damaged. There was some issues with the post office, and things weren't arriving the way that they should have been. If you receive another damaged one, we will absolutely ship it again, but that shouldn't happen. Things with the post office are moving much smoother now, and we wouldn't intentionally send one that's going to be damaged like that. It's something that got damaged during shipping. Would be the case. So.
When I spoke to your customer service on the 9th, I was offering to take pictures, to send it to the company, and also to send the item back. Because like I said, he collects these things. He doesn't open it. He'll display it on his shelf the way it is. But the way I received it, he wasn't going to display it because it was badly damaged. That's why I'm asking, that question, if it, do they check the item before they stick it in the yellow box and ship it out, you know?
Absolutely.
All right.
If that happens again, we'll definitely take the pictures, but it shouldn't. Like I said, we don't ever ship anything out that would be intentionally broken. We want to make sure that we have the best quality for our customers. So if you did receive something, we'd be more than happy to reship it for you, but you should get a perfectly good product and you shouldn't have any more issues.
Okay. I thank you so much for your time.
Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, you've been very generous and helpful. Thank you.
Well, I do apologize, but I am glad I was able to get you taken care of, and I hope you have a wonderful day, and thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.